You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. We're going to be talking to Una all about the different programs that they're running, and we know they've been around for some time, but we haven't had them in here, well, certainly that I've been here over the last few years. It's my pleasure to introduce both Natasha and Kayla from Una. Welcome, ladies.
Hello. How are you going?
Thank you for having us.
Not a problem at all. Now, just briefly, for the listeners that don't know, what is Una? Before we start talking about the programs and everything else, what's Una?
So Una is an Aboriginal health and community service program. We service the inner and outer east of Melbourne, so all the way up from Healesville all the way down to Hawthorne.
That's a big area.
It's a very big catchment. So we cover the 7 local area government. Yeah, so it's quite a large area.
And how long has Una been going?
So Una's been going, I think, for almost 10 years, but it has had a name change in that time. So we were formerly known as HICSA, Una Aboriginal Health and Community Services.
All right. So I believe, Kayla, you're going to tell us a bit about some of the programs that Una do run.
Yes, I'm going to. But firstly, I just want to introduce myself, I guess, as Kayla Wandon-Collins. I'm a proud Wurundjeri Woiwurrung woman, and I've been living in Healesville my whole life. I'm sure a few listeners know my last name, Wandon. It's pretty special around these areas, so can't go anywhere. But yeah, I've been at Una for a year now, and been enjoying it so much. It's such a rewarding job to be helping in community. I'm heavily involved in youth group and play group. So we have a youth group on Wednesday evenings for primary school age children who identify as Indigenous or Torres Strait Islander. So from prep to grade 6, so around, 6 to 12 year old type thing. And we just try to inspire them, to empower, to create, to learn all about their culture. We let them tell us what they want to do, and we see if we can calculate that for them and all those types of things. We've been having a really good connection with Darren Wandon, going out to Badger Weir and learning on country, having a few excursions out there. It's been really good.
So when you encourage him to learn, what do you actually do with them?
Yep, so over the recent fortnight, we've had Brooke Wandon come in, which is my mum, and she's been teaching the kids the Woiwurrung language and getting them involved in that in a fun way as well, so we can keep the kids entertained. Just try to keep things culturally safe as we can and culturally empowered as we can. Of course, sometimes they want to go play at the park. We let that happen often, but try and keep it, culture-based as much as we can.
A lot of the young ones have got the attention span of almost, haven't they?
Yeah, well, my daughter comes along. She's in prep. She's been lucky, though. She's been around it forever. My mum kind of drills her with language, which is amazing for future elders, I guess. So, yeah, I've been really enjoying doing youth group. We also have a play group as well, which is run on a Friday morning at 6 Bimmy Ridge in Healesville, and that's a playgroup for anyone in community that wants to come, and it's just a great opportunity for parents and caregivers to meet up with the locals and it's for everyone. Yeah, it's for everyone to come along. So yeah, it's a great opportunity for everyone to connect with people, local families. We do a range of activities, crafts and arts, and we have people come in and do some singing time, story time from the library. Yeah, it's just been really good to meet new people and meet new mums, and dads as well. We have a few dads that come in as well. It's great. Yeah, I've actually really had amazing time with some of the dads that are there, and I've actually created a really good friendship with a couple of them. So yeah, it's great. Yeah,
because there are more and more stay at home dads.
Yeah,
too, aren't there?
It's great to see. We love seeing a dad. It's good. Changes the dynamic of things, of what we talk about and stuff.
Well, usually I say that's the other way. You like to see some women there because they tone the guys down.
Yeah, it's really good. We've got an indoor and an outdoor area out there, so on days like this, we can take them out and they can play on the swings there. But yeah, so that's Friday mornings from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m.
10 to 12.
Yeah. Yep. We've got a lot of community programs. I just wanted to mention Earth, Heart and Spirit as well. That's run on a Tuesday morning, and it's a program for Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander women. And we really try and focus on, building health, culture, resilience, strengthening women through crafts and art, making them feel culturally safe, healing, and that kind of the activities kind of involve weaving and...
What do you mean when you say culturally safe?
So just being able to talk about your past experiences through culture, not feel like you need to kind of maybe...
Make excuses?
Yeah, make excuses, because obviously everyone around you is Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, so you can kind of get to know each other through that way and connect and have similarities and, you know, just kind of feeling, you know... I don't know how to explain it because I haven't been there yet, but I've heard so many great things about it. It's a good pathway for healing, I think, as well.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 20 minutes past 12 and we're still on 21 degrees. I'll tell you more about the weather straight after 1 o'clock news, but I'm talking to both Natasha and Kayla from Una. Natasha, there's more to Una than just... the programs that Kayla's been talking about. So you're into, there's health and wellbeing as well, isn't there?
Yeah, so at Una we have a number of health and wellbeing services to support our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community. I think one of our most popular programs is our Step Care program.
What was that?
Our Step Care program. That program supports the social and emotional wellbeing of our community members. So we have a large outreach team that can go to you and support in... Yeah, the social and emotional well-being of our community members.
They'll go out to the clients.
Yeah, so they'll go out to the clients, meet them where they want to be met, most comfortable place. Yeah, so
they don't have to come into Una.
So they can come into Una if they wish to, or they can meet at a coffee shop. It's where they feel safe to have a yarn.
That's fair enough, yep.
We also have an Aboriginal Disability Liaison Officer. So that's Belinda. She's wonderful. She helps with all our NDIS access and support for our community members.
So if an Indigenous person comes to you and says, because it can be very confusing going through a lot of these government departments, can't it?
Yeah, so NDIS can be very hard to navigate, so she's there to assist our community members and help them with their planning and, you know, getting onto the NDIS. So, yeah, she's there to help with that step, which can be a very, very hard step for some families, especially when, you know, they can be going through a lot. So
not everyone's computer literate either. And all these departments, they want everything submitted now via the internet.
That's it. It can be very hard. And some of these documents are very thick, heavy documents to fill out. So to have that support there is just fantastic for our community members.
And what age group is that for?
So that's for all age groups. So for all disability needs. So it can be for children who are on, you know, who have ASD, like autism spectrum disorder, all the way up to if they have, you know, diabetes.
Yep.
So it's all different ranges. We can help with that.
All right. And what else?
So we also have Bringing Them Home worker. So she is...
Let's go back to Bringing Them Home.
Bringing Them Home worker.
What does that mean?
So... I'll explain it. So she assists the clients in finding their family and their history and their mob, reconnecting. And she can also help them with gathering information for like a confirmation of Aboriginality application. So she's about, getting them back connected to their country and their mob and their culture, finding out who their family members are. So
some of them that you have come along just don't know.
A lot of them don't know, especially we have a lot come through that are from Stolen Generation.
Yep.
So to help them find their family and reconnect, and that's part of a healing journey for them as well.
Because some of those were taken very, very young, weren't they? So they haven't had the opportunity to get to know any family other than where they'll probably put in foster care.
That's correct. And it's just for them to connect back to their own country and their mob is just such a beautiful thing for them to heal and to continue on their journey and for their, you know, future generations as well to teach where they're from. So,
Do you find any that have found their mother or father?
I'm not sure, but I think they're probably most possibly likely that,
Because that would be very traumatic. I mean, I know a lot of young people have been, over the years, been separated through divorce and all sorts of things and put in foster care, but it must be terribly important, I would have thought, for any person to be able to find their mother or father.
Yeah, so I think, and with that, that's why we run the programs for that healing, especially our Earth, Heart, Spirit program, where women can, yeah, come in and heal.
Tell us what
in that joint.
Oh.
So the Earth, Heart, Spirit, Kayla was talking about that before, so yeah. It's for the women. Yeah, so that's a part of the healing journey as well. Yeah, so we also have our mental health clinicians. So we have two mental health nurses on our team. They also help with the healing journey and with the social emotional well-being of the clients, but they specialise more in the mental health yeah. area.
So it doesn't have to necessarily be depression or anything like that. It could be
anything, but more of those specialised sort of services that they need. We do have the nurses there to assist. They're just at a higher level. Yeah. That can help.
Can I just ask you too, if somebody comes along and these nurses think this is really high level stuff, do those nurses have the ability to then recommend them to a psychologist?
We do. Like we do have brokerage to help, recommend them to a psychologist or psychiatrist, yeah. And that can be of their choosing as well. If they feel comfortable with someone that they already see, we can continue to assist and help them
see that person. If someone who comes along thinks this program is going to help them, but maybe it's not quite what they need.
Yeah.
They need something a bit more specific.
Yes, we can help that. We can refer out also. So we have a lot of referral pathways to other organisations in the catchment that we can refer in as well. So if we're not best suited to them, they have a choice. We can, give them support to go elsewhere.
Yeah. And you can help them get to that. Well, I don't say physically get there, but mentally and by supporting them, you can get them there.
Yeah, and we can also physically help them as well. So we do offer transport. If they're unable to get to certain places, our team can also help them with transport to get to their appointments.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to both Natasha and Kayla from UNA. Natasha, you're saying that you've got some other clinics too, apart from your mental health nurses, you've got some other clinics.
So we have some other clinics that run at UNA. So we have a paediatric clinic. So we have a paediatrician come at least twice a month to help our children out and the parents as well. So that's been, it was only once a month, and now just with increase and availability across the East, is very hard to get into a paediatrician. So that was a gap that we felt needed to be filled. And there's been amazing response with that with community. So it's a much needed clinic to have. We also offer optometry, audiology and podiatry for all our...
That's all right.
Yeah, so they're once a month. So podiatry is very important for our community members that have diabetes. Mm-hmm. So it's that whole approach. Yeah. And optometry and audiology is also a program that we have for all ages.
And optometry is extremely important, because if particularly the young person or even the adults, it's very hard to read if you can't see what you're looking at.
That's it. And we support them even in, if they do need glasses, we can support them in that purchase as well. So
that's terrific. Now, you also have got a phone number for us.
So, yeah, if there's any community members, Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander community members, that would like to talk to anyone, there is a number called Yarning Safe and Strong, and the phone number is 1-800-959-563. It's a 24-hour service.
What was that number again?
1-800-959-563. Yeah. It's a free and confidential service. So if you just want to have a yarn to someone, 24 hours, 7 days a week, there's always someone there to listen.
When you're saying just have a yarn, is it aimed at a specific problem or something? Or
it could be anything. If you just need to talk to someone, there's someone there to listen. It could be about anything. It could be how your week was, what's going well, what's not going well.
And so it being 24 hours a day, like, even because a lot of these problems seem to occur at 2 and 3 in the morning, so there would still be somebody available.
Yes, there would be someone available, most definitely.
A live person.
Yes, a live person. Yes, and it's a really safe interaction for mob and community to talk to someone whenever they need to.
Kayla, you want to tell us about the tucker bag?
That sounds interesting. Yes, I do. So We have a tucker bag at UNA, and this is a food security program that's available to anyone in need in the community.
Not just Indigenous?
No, anyone. If you're in need and you need a bit of help with getting some food in the cupboard or something like that, you just ring up UNA before 5 p.m. on the Thursday and book it in. We'll take your booking, no judgment, no nothing. You just come on down on the Friday. So this is on a Friday afternoon from 12 p.m. And it can include a pantry bag, fresh fruit and veg, and items to put in your fridge and freezer, depending on how many people you have in your family then that you need to feed.
That's fair enough, because there are a lot of people that are doing it fairly tough at the moment, aren't they?
Mm-hmm, yep. So when I first started working in UNA, I got a tucker bag. There's no shame in needing help. No. I think that's something that we as workers at UNA try to tell people. There's no shame in needing help. We're always here to help.
If they access it once, is that it? Or, you know, they can come back a few times?
You can access it as much as you need. And maybe one week you might only need something for two people, you know, depending on who's staying at your house. You can come as many times as you need every week for the year if you need. We've always got it there for you on Friday afternoons.
All right. And that, what sort of items do you mainly have?
So general fresh fruit and veg. We've got bread, milk. Sometimes I think we have cereals, frozen food packages that you can heat up, and just think like canned goods as well. So canned corn, tomato, chickpeas, just name a few. There's heaps of a different variety, and the friendly staff there will ask you what you want, what you prefer. But yeah, that's just a few things off the top of my head.
Embarrassed turning up,
no, definitely not. No, there's lots of people that need help. As I said, I work at UNA and I needed the help, and there was no shame at all.
And the other thing too, that very often that I've heard stories of, because women are a lot better at this than men. Very often they'll serve enough for the kids because the kids are growing up.
Yep.
They try to make sure Dad gets it because they think he needs to go to work, and often Mum goes without.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have to.
Definitely not. They should definitely get fuel, especially if you're looking after the kids.
Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So, no, yeah, it's for anyone. If you have 8 people living in your family, we can accommodate that for you and, you know, add a few extra good things in there for you.
Welcome back to Community Connections. We're talking to UNA. Kayla, you want to tell us a bit about some coming events that you've got?
Yeah, we've got a few events coming up. On Tuesday or Wednesday next week, we've got a event.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
I don't know which one it is now. I'm 99% sure it's Wednesday. So on Wednesday next week, me and a colleague will be going to Yarra Junction to an event run by Siri.
At the Siri School?
Yeah, so it's run there, and we're putting up a little marquee to do some arts and crafts so the kids can come down and make their own finger puppet or anything like that. And
is it only for these young people at the school, or can anyone come?
I think anyone can come. It's just a community event as such, for everyone just to get around. It's kind of like, yeah, we'll have a little marquee set up and all that, so that'll be really cool. We've also got the Welcome Baby to Country event coming up on the 25th of November.
Tell us what that is.
So Welcome Baby to Country is a event run by UNA, and we get a Wurundjeri elder to come and conduct the day. It's just welcoming the child to their country or the country that they live on. And at the end of the day, they get a little gift bag, and we have some food and drink for a little celebration for it all, and they get a possum skin cloak to take home as well. Yeah, just an important little thing that we do for the kids.
So what was that date again?
The 25th of November. And then just lastly, obviously, we're starting to think about Christmas. So, you know, October's the time for that. So we're doing a community Christmas party at Hillsville Sanctuary, and it's for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families to come along.
So that event is happening in December, but please stay tuned because we'll have some information coming really soon out to everyone, because it's, yeah, a very exciting time of year for our community. We did it at the Hillsville Sanctuary last year and it was such an amazing event. So we're doing it again there, this year.
Sounds very good. So it's at Healesville Sanctuary. You can't get a better place to hold something than the sanctuary too, because apart from when it's over, they can go and have a look at a whole lot of animals.
Yeah, that's it. And we'll have, obviously, some lunch provided as well for everyone there, and obviously drinks, tea, coffee, water, soft drink. And it's a beautiful grass area that the kids can run around and get all their energy out for the day and to celebrate Christmas. And to celebrate Christmas together as a community as well, I think. It'll be a really cool event. I'm excited to go.
Well, I'm not too sure how many weeks of Christmas, but it's not that many.
I don't know. I think it's 6 or 7, I believe. Should probably start doing my Christmas shopping.
I know a lot of people are starting to count the days down. All right, let's take another quick break and we'll be back with more. And we'll please get your paper and pencil ready, and we'll give you some phone numbers and all sorts of things that you can find out a whole lot more about Una. All right, ladies, you've got us a bit excited about... learning more about Una. So how are we going to find out? What's your website, your Facebook page, and any phone numbers, please?
Yeah, so Una is located on Badger Creek Road in Healesville, so right near Queen's Park and the Living and Learning Centre complex. Drop in any time. There's always someone there.
I might even get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, come in for a coffee and a yarn. We're always there for that. If you need to contact us, if you're interested in any of our programs or services, you can call us on 0359622940, and we also have an email address that you can contact us on, which is una@una.org.au.
O-N-A-H?
Yeah, so it's O-N-A-H at una, so O-N-A-H at .org.au. So we have a Facebook page, which is Una Belonging Place, and an Instagram page, which is also Una Belonging Place. So you'd be very easy to find us. If you just type in Una, we're sure to pop up. And a lot of our events and what's happening is mostly on our Facebook page. So, yeah, if you want to keep up to date with what's happening, it's a great place to start.
So they should like your Facebook page, shouldn't they?
Most definitely like our Facebook page, follow our Instagram, like all those posts. It helps out a lot. But we also have a new website which is going to be launching within the week, so stay tuned with that. So we're going to have a new flash website with all our up-to-date information that community... Still the same address, so it's www.una.org.au. So, yeah, stay tuned. So in the next coming week, there'll be a brand new website up with all our wonderful information.
So that phone number you've given us, 5962-2940, is that... answered 5 days a week or only on Saturday?
Yeah, so it's Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. People can access that. But again, if anyone needs help after hours, there is again Yarning Safe and Strong, which is 1-800-959-563. That's a free and confidential service, which is 24 hours, 7 days a week. So if you feel like you need to have a yarn, any mob community members out there, that is a great resource
that we recommend to use. That 1800 number, who are they going to talk to? Is it a counsellor or
they somebody? They will speak to someone that specialises in that area. So Yarning Safe and Strong have a great community base of specialised people that work that are able to take these calls and also refer people in as well.
All right, I was just going to ask that. So if someone rings at 2 and 3 in the morning, and the only reason I mentioned 2 and 3... A lot of problems seem to happen at 2 and 3 in the morning because people have gone to sleep, they've woken up, they're really worried. And I know that people like Lifeline and that, they get a lot of calls in the really early hours of the morning because there's no one else to talk to, and a person's stressed, they can't get back to sleep. It's a really good way to be able to get hold of a live person, not just get a recorded message and saying, oh, you know, be good, you'll be all right. You really need, if a person is stressed out at that time of night, really needs to talk to someone, don't they?
That's correct. And, yeah, it's a confidential service, and the people at Yarning Safe and Strong are able to assist people and direct them in the right direction if need be. They have a long list of numbers that they can access as well, and services, depending on what their needs are. So they're very great for help but for anybody.
Let's just get this a bit straight. That 1800 959 563, that's really more for not so much an emergency, but people who feeling stressed at that particular time. It's not the general number for UNA.
That's correct. It's not the general number for UNA, but outside of hours, from our regular phone number, if anyone need any help, that's a great resource and number to have, because we only operate Monday to Friday, during business hours. So if we're not able to support community, that's a great alternative.
Yeah. So again, please, the best idea is to take particularly this number and put it on your fridge or something the likes of that, so that if you are feeling distressed or down or whatever that you really do need, that's 1800 959 563. But don't use it for general inquiries. It's mainly in a time, well, not crisis, but in a time when you feel you need to talk to someone. And that is, again, for who?
That's for Yarning Safe and Strong. And for anyone, Indigenous, so Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, that would like to connect.
Right. Well, then let's go back the other way. For general inquiries now, we're talking Monday to Friday.
So for general inquiries about our programs and services, the UNA number is 0359 622 940. And if anyone would like to join, like, any of our other programs, like our clinic, we do have a separate email. It's intake@una.org.au. So if you wish to see the paediatrician, optometrist, or see a social emotional wellbeing worker, there is a process. So you can email intake@una.org.au.
So just run through the programs that you can access through that. It's podiatry.
So we have podiatry, audiology, optometrist, paediatrician. We have our mental health clinicians. We have our step care program, which is our social emotional wellbeing workers. We also have a mental health youth person who specialises in the youth area. And we have also a family therapist, which helps in the family area too.
If a person rings this 1800 number in the middle of the night in a form of distress, apart from that person talking to them, will they automatically refer them to one of your own caseworkers the next day?
They have their own process, so depending on where the person is living. So if they're living in the inner and outer east, there is a process of referring into the local Aboriginal health services. They can link in.
All right. Can you just give us your email address again, please?
So the email address is una@una.org.au. And for all intake, if you would like to do any of our clinic services, it's intake@una.org.au.
All right, so they're for emails. Suppose you go home tonight and I say, I'm not sure I want to get involved yet. So what's your website for people to look up?
So our website is una.org.au, but for most information, I think it's best to go to Facebook. It's a really easy access.
Is it? Yep.
Yeah.
And I guess with all those, all you do is search UNA, don't you? And
you pretty much, you can put UNA in and we'll come up. So most definitely.
Oh, Mr. Google, Mr. Google or whoever it might be, they get used for everything, don't they? Look, it's been terrific having you in. We'll get you back early in the new year and we'll get you in, about probably four times next year so that we can find out a bit more about the programs, because obviously too, apart from these programs that are running all the time, I know we had Janine in, I think earlier this year, because you had a certain other thing you were running, weren't you? So obviously you run other programs, or when I say programs, more or less a spot thing. I think that was something to do with the bridge, wasn't it? I just can't remember.
Yeah, so Janine was part of our Walking Talking project, which was launched a few months ago.
So you obviously, during the year, you have some of those things pop up to you, don't you?
We do. We're part of a lot of events and other programs and projects. We're currently going to be working with the Yarra Rangers Council with the Lilydale Museum, putting together an art exhibition, to be shown in the chambers room there. So that's something to look forward to in the next couple of months.
Yeah.